USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI says they've made more than 100 arrests related to last week's riot at the Capitol building, with multiple arrests on Thursday. Among those arrested were an Arkansas man accused of beating Capitol police officers with a flagpole during the unrest, and a retired Pennsylvania firefighter accused of throwing a fire extinguisher at officers. The Department of Justice has launched a website listing every person charged with crimes relating to the riot. First-time jobless claims soared last week to the highest levels since August. New data released by the Department of Labor showed 965,000 new jobless claims last week, well above estimates expecting around 800,000. It was also a dramatic increase from last week's number of 784,000. Continuing claims were up slightly to 5.27 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
President-elect Joe Biden rolled out his stimulus proposal on Thursday, a $1.9 trillion package of economic aid and funding to combat COVID-19. $400 billion would go towards dealing with the pandemic and vaccinations, including funding aimed at reopening K-8 schools by March. Biden's plan included another $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. Biden's plan also includes another $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. The president-elect says that the $600 approved in the last relief bill passed through Congress is not enough for many families.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. You just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table. Even for those who've kept their jobs, these checks are really important.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Secret Service is warning about potential armed protests in Washington, D.C. before, during, and after next week's inauguration. At a security briefing ahead of next week's inauguration, FBI Director Christopher Wray said they were monitoring online chatter from individuals who may want a repeat of last week's violence at the swearing-in ceremony.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country in the days to come that could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings.
And one of Las Vegas's most well-known performers has died. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the famed entertainment duo Siegfried and Roy, has died.
The first rule of magic is never reveal your secrets. Tonight, we're gonna break that rule and tell you our biggest secret.
The legendary performers changed the face of the Las Vegas Strip with their impressive illusions and White Tiger taming acts in a career that spanned 50 years. Fischbacher's partner, Roy Horn, died in May after suffering from complications of COVID-19 at the age of 75. Funeral services for Fischbacher will be private, with plans for a public memorial in the future. Siegfried Fischbacher died Wednesday in Las Vegas from pancreatic cancer at the age of 81.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.